Second period, obviously, is where things went awry. What did you stop doing there? What did they stop doing there?
The game within the game. You don't win your one-on-one battles. You don't win hockey games at any level. Their transition game was really good. Talking about Jersey, they're number one in the league. We had to take care of that, but at the end of the day, the game within the game is the small details. And winning those one-on-one battles, we played the puck a little bit too much. Getting inside in the offensive zone to create rebounds and to get on those rebounds and create sustain like we did in the third. We didn't do that enough in the second period. But one-on-one battles in the second period, that's what we didn't do. And then, one guy makes a mistake, it's in the back of the net. And that's what happened.
Did that compete level then ramp up in the third?
It did. Yeah, it did. And that's not right. The compete level, I mean, our best line was Corrali's line tonight. Their compete level is always there. It's not that they weren't skating, or it's just that compete in the one-on-one. That second period was a game.
I believe in the first period, you guys get the first goal, and then you get the first goal, and then I believe hit the post maybe a couple times.
Yeah.
It just getting that second goal before the gets on the board, how key could that be?
It's huge. And get a finish in those situations. We had some chances throughout the games, like around the net, and we just couldn't find the loose puck. But I'm going to go back to those one-on-ones. When you don't win those, you don't win games, and you don't the jump on the face-off. Like, there's three scenarios on face-offs, and we talked about that the other day. It's either you win it clear, you lose it clear, or it's a battle. And every time there's a battle, I mean, we were at 12% on the face-off in the first period. And they're really good on the face-off, though. They're one of the best teams in the league. But we need help from the wingers as well. The dots weren't connected today.
When you have a second period like that, what's your message while you're on the bench? Or do you have to wait till the intermission?
We speak consistently. Maybe it doesn't show that way, but we speak consistently. I expect just a few things. I expect compete, run your routes as fast as you can, and we're a fast team, and be a good teammate. And being a good teammate, sometimes it's calling somebody out, right? And it's doing the right things. So I won't go in length about the message, but that's basically what was said.
What did you see from the lineup, Boone, Adam, and Jack tonight? What did you expect, and I guess what was that?
Well, I saw Boone Jenner just came back, so I was expecting a guy that was getting back into the rhythm of the game. Jack has a better game than this, I think. I think he'd be the first one to tell you. And I thought Fantilli worked hard. He had some flashes, but about Adam, it's being a younger player. It's the foundation of his game that we need to grow.
With Boone in the rustiness factor, was that his the numbers or the ice time was obviously about the same or whatever, maybe a little higher. Was that just trying to work that rust off?
Basically? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and he was good in practice. I mean, and that's yesterday's practice. The guys competed hard. Vibe was right. They worked hard. We worked on a few components of our system. The day before, we worked on pace, two real good practices. So we faced a team tonight that was really good in their transition and better than us in their one-on-one battle, so we'll have to work on that.
Last one.
you had your full complement of PK guys up front, but you were still using Chinnikov on the penalty kill. How close are we to consistently seeing exactly what he can be night in and night out?
Yeah, he's. We trust him. We trust Chinnikov. When we watch the video, the times that we've played him, he's doing the right things. And I think he's a guy that keeps growing his game. He's got, well, we know he has a great shot, but his routes and his ability to make the right plays with and without the puck is pretty good. So I think he's just growing.
Thank you. Off tomorrow, 11 o'clock on Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone travel safe.
Thank you.
Have a safe trip.